One of the really, really interesting things with the development of the project was that I don't think a lot of people even had a concept of what public art was. We all know about statues in front of important government buildings or up and down grand avenues. Never really sure why they're there, how they get there, who the public is that the art is for, because you don't really see it as art necessarily. They're like these historical monoliths and obelisks that really don't, there's no connection to you necessarily. And part of the process with this was allowing public art to include the public, which is really, you know, wow, what an amazing concept. Public's in the word anyway as it goes, but here you get a chance to not only have it represent where you're living, but you also were part of the bricks and the mortar that built this thing up. Not only the physical bricks and mortar, but the storytelling that went around in the workshops as we were making these is all part of that building process. So if you can tell a story, as I'm doing now, if you can tell a story about the piece, you're part of the building process. You're some of the glue and you're some of the brick and the concrete and the cement and everything that went into the mix. Public art, I think, defies us because so much of what's in the city is representative of an age that has nothing to do with the people who are walking around in it. They're connected to it only by virtue of nationality somehow, and that's government-sanctioned nationality. If you're bringing a visitor to the city around to take pictures in front of a monument, there's something, and then you can read a plaque and see what it's about. There isn't a plaque, per se, at the community totem. The stories, the neighborhood, that's the plaque, really. And another thing, so people love to splash around in fountains in the summer. It doesn't have that element to it. But what it does have is that it doesn't completely take over. It's not imposing in the park. It's another piece of the park. So you can go, you can walk across it, you can stop, you can sit down at the back because there's a rim around, an area that's rimmed. You could ignore it completely and have a picnic there. You might take a picture and notice it in the back or see it from the bus. It's very much to be that. And I think York was, in many ways, former city of York was unassuming in that same kind of way. You know, nobody really, really knows where the boundaries are, but you sure know when you're in the former city of York, as opposed to, let's say, like Crossing Delancey, the film, there's the Crossing Bathurst. You know when you're not in Forest Hills. You know when you're in the former city of York, and you know when you're not in the Upper Annex, wherever that is, but you know that you're in the former city of York. There's something different about the district. And in that way, I mean, it's represented in this wonderful piece that is the loudest whisper in the neighborhood, probably.